إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Whether they are ones who believe in the Arabian Prophet, or whether they are Jews, Christians, or Sabians, all who believe in Allah and the Last Day and do righteous deeds, their reward is surely secure with their Lord. They need have no fear, nor shall they grieve.
They need have no fear, nor shall they grieve.
The context of the verse makes it clear that it is not attempting to enumerate in detail all the articles of faith in which one should believe or all the principles of conduct which one should follow in order to merit reward from God. These matters are mentioned elsewhere in their appropriate places. The aim of the verse is merely to repudiate the illusion cherished by the Jews that, by virtue of their being Jews, they have a monopoly of salvation. They had long entertained the notion that a special and exclusive relationship existed between them and God. They thought, therefore, that all who belonged to their group were predestined to salvation regardless of their beliefs and actions, whereas all non-Jews were predestined to serve as fodder for hellfire. To clarify this misgiving, the Jews are told that what really matters in the sight of God is true faith and good deeds rather than formal affiliation with a certain religious community. Whoever has true faith and good deeds to his credit is bound to receive his reward, since God will judge people on the basis of merit rather than on the grounds that a man's name happens to be listed in the world as a member of one religious community or the other.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
And recall, when we made a covenant with you and caused the Mount Sinai to tower above you, saying, "Hold fast to the book that we have given you, and remember the directives and commandments in it, that you be pious."
And recall when we made a covenant with you and caused the mount to tower above you, saying,
from the manner in which this incident is described at various places in the Quran, it is obvious that at that time it was quite well known to the Israelites. It is difficult, however, after the passage of many centuries, to be able to speak with certainty about the precise nature of the incident. All we can say is that while the children of Israel were making their covenant in the shadow of Mount Sinai, they witnessed an awesome phenomenon and felt as if the mountain was about to fall upon them. Verse 171 of Surah Al-Araf seems to portray this.
ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Then you turned away from your covenant, and had it not been for Allah's grace and mercy upon you, you would have long been utter losers.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ.
And you know the case of those of you who broke the Sabbath, how we said to them, "Become apes, despised and hated."
And you know the case of those of you who broke the Sabbath.
Sabbath, for instance, Saturday. It was laid down that the Israelites should consecrate that day for rest and worship. They were required to abstain from all worldly acts, including cooking, which they might neither do themselves nor have their servants do for them. The injunctions in this connection were so strict that violation of the Sabbath was to be punished with death. See Exodus 31:12-17. When religious and moral decadence, however, spread among the Israelites, they indulged in open desecration of the Sabbath, so much so that in Jewish towns, trade and commerce were carried out in broad daylight.
How we said to them, "Become apes, despised and hated."
The details of this incident are mentioned later in Surah 7, verse 163. The exact manner in which their transformation into apes took place is disputed. Some scholars are of the opinion that the transformation was a physical one, while others hold that they were invested with the attributes characteristics of apes. But both the words and the manner in which this incident is recounted in the Quran seem to suggest that what took place was a physical transformation of certain persons into apes rather than just a moral metamorphosis. What seems plausible to me is that while their minds were allowed to remain intact, their bodies were changed into those of apes.
فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ
And thus we made their end a warning for the people of their own time and for the succeeding generations and an admonition to the God-fearing.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ
And then recall when Moses, peace be upon him, said to his people, Behold, Allah commands you to slaughter a cow. They said, Are you jesting with us? Moses, peace be upon him, answered, I seek refuge in Allah that I should behave in the manner of the ignorant.
قَالُوا دَعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَافْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ
They said, Pray to your Lord that He make clear to us what she is like. Moses, peace be upon him, answered, He says, She is a cow, neither old nor immature, but of an age in between the two. Do, then, what you have been commanded.
قَالُوا دَعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ
They said, Pray to your Lord that He make clear to us of what color she is. Moses, peace be upon him, answered. He says, She is a yellow cow with a bright color which is pleasing to those who see.
قَالُوا دَعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ
They said, Pray to your Lord that He make clear to us what cow she is. Cows seem much alike to us, and if Allah wills, we shall be guided.
قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضَ وَلَا تَسْقِي الْحَرْثَ مُسَلَّمَةٌ لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا قَالُوا الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ
Moses answered, Lo, he says, she is a cow unyoked to plow the earth or to water the tillage, one that has been kept secure with no blemish on her. Thereupon they cried out, Now you have come forth with the information that will direct us aright. And they slaughtered her, although they scarcely seemed to do so. Through contact with neighboring peoples, the Israelites had become infested with the attitude of sanctifying the cow. In fact, they had even become accustomed to cow worship. In order to disabuse the Jews of this, they were ordered to slaughter the cow. Their professed belief that God alone was worthy of worship could be tested only by making them slaughter with their own hands what they had formerly worshipped. This test was indeed a hard one, since their hearts were not fully imbued with faith. Hence, they tried to shelve the issue by resorting to inquiries about the kind of animal they were required to slaughter. But the more they inquired, the narrower the strait became for them, until the indications were as obvious as if someone had put his finger precisely on the particular animal they were required to slaughter, the animal which had for so long been an object of their worship. The Old Testament also mentions the incident, but there is no reference to the manner in which the Jews tried to evade the matter. See Numbers 19:1-10.